Hey everybody, welcome to Wednesday's Bible study of Acts chapter 9. I want to read the first six verses here to you. It says, "Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, which is Christianity, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem." Now, if Paul were able to get permission to take them to Jerusalem, they would stand before the Sanhedrin, just as Stephen did, and they would put these people on trial, and they would either be acquitted or they would be murdered. That's how serious Paul was, or Saul was, about this movement called Christianity. Verse 3, "As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' Saul asked. 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting,' he replied. 'Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.'" So here we have this Pharisee that was trained under a rabbi that was very famous, named Gamaliel, and he is going around persecuting Christians. He wants them all dead, and then he encounters the risen Christ. And from that time on, everything changed. He gets directions to go on into Damascus. He goes into Damascus. He's blinded because of this encounter with Jesus. He receives his sight back from a man named Ananias, who at first didn't want to go to the house Saul was in because he was scared of him because of his reputation. He puts his hands on Saul, and he puts his hands on him, and Saul could see again. And so the very next thing, remember yesterday we talked about Philip and the Ethiopian. The very next thing that happened is he got up and was baptized. Now this signifies the change in Saul's life. And from about here on, we talk about Saul with the name Paul. And so we've got him going around immediately. It says in verse 20, "At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God." So that wasn't very popular there in Damascus. And so verse 23 tells us they were going to kill him. The Jews wanted to kill him there. He ends up escaping and going to Jerusalem, where all the disciples were. But it tells us that the disciples were all afraid of him, not really believing that he was a disciple. And so eventually Saul stays with them. He preaches fearlessly in the name of Jesus. And eventually he is sent by the disciples, because he was threatened to be killed again, to his hometown of Tarsus. So then we go about and we read about a couple healings that concern Peter. And I just want to focus, though, on the conversion of Saul. And the bottom line of this, and the thing that always stands out to me, is that Saul had an encounter with the risen Christ. Have you had an encounter with the risen Christ? Our encounters with Jesus, they look so different to so many people. And there are people out there who feel that their testimony is boring. I'm one of those people. I feel my testimony of my conversion is boring. There are other people who have miraculous encounters with Jesus Christ, and they were living lives on the highway to hell, and they make a commitment, and that's not my story. But here's the most important thing that I want to share with you today. It's not about how you came to know the Lord. It's not about your conversion story, though your conversion story for many of us can be very powerful. I don't feel that mine is. I choose to use testimonies about other things about God's goodness because mine's kind of boring. It's not boring to me, but it's boring to others. But the most important thing that I want to think about with you today is it's not about when we came to know Christ, and it's not about how we came to know Christ as much as it's about, did it transform you? Did it transform you? Are you the same person today as you were before that encounter with Christ? If you are, I think you need to do some deep soul searching. If you're in the same place in your faith now that you were a year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, I want to encourage you to just look in the spiritual mirror of your life and say, is this what God wants for me? You see, when Saul came into a relationship with Jesus, everything changed. His whole identity changed. He went from a persecutor of Christians to a leader of Christians. There are so many things that happen to us when the Lord gets a hold of us. Are you a transformed person? We are to be transformed. I want to encourage you to jump a little bit ahead today and to read Romans 12 about the transformation of the mind. I love this account of Saul becoming Paul. It's not that his name was changed because he was changed into a Christian. It simply was a language change of his name. But his life was never the same once he met the true Jesus Christ. And ours isn't to be either. Something to think about today. I'll be back with you tomorrow.